Okay, good evening. My name is Ken Thompson. I'm the chairman of the Duplin County Board of Commissioners. Today is Monday, October 7th, 2019. If Reverend Connors will lead us in prayer, I appreciate that. And we'll follow that with a pledge of allegiance.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you to thank you for the many blessings you have given to us in this county. We thank you, Lord, that you allowed us to rise early this morning and start a new day. We ask you, Lord, tonight that you continue to bless this board with wisdom and knowledge that is needed to guide Duplin County, to make it not just one wonderful place, but a great place and recognized all across the country. We ask you, Lord, to bless the staff that works with them each and every day. And then, Lord, tonight, we ask you for a special blessing upon the late Zettie Williams and her family. Be with them, Lord, and give them strength as they go through this transition of great loss to them. And we thank you for these blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Reverend Connors, thank you for the prayer. You did mention the passing of Mrs. Eddie Williams, and I wanted to take a moment to remember her, if we could have a moment of silence. She was, for those of you who didn't know her, she's one of the greatest leaders this county's ever had. She retired as a school teacher with Duplin County Schools after 40 years, and then she served on this board for 24 years. I served with her for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, and she was a shrewd politician, and she was tough. And we are all going to miss her, and our condolences to the family, as well as Vice Chairman Dow. He was very close to Ms. Zetti, and our prayers and thoughts go out to all of you. So at this time, I would just like to have a brief moment of silence to remember Ms. Zetti. Thank you. All right. Does anyone have a chance to review the consent agenda? Does anyone have anything to add?
I don't have anything to add.
I do not.
No, I do not.
Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded. We approve the consent agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion's carried. With that being said, we now have, pursuant to our consent agenda, a new county attorney. Tim Wilson is joining us here. He's seated beside our county manager, Mr. Brinson. Welcome aboard, Tim. Glad to have you.
Thank you. Appreciate y'all having me here.
Absolutely. Try to keep us from being sued, if you don't mind. I appreciate that.
Do my best.
All right. Do we have any public comments?
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments.
Okay. First up, Mr. Brinson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to request that you schedule a public hearing on November the 4th, 2019 at 6 p.m. in accordance with the Duplin County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance. Mr. Brian Hobbs has requested to name a lane at 1507 North NC 11903 Kenansville Walkabout Lane.
Okay. I'll entertain a motion to that.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded. We approve to schedule a public hearing on November the 4th, 2019, 6 p.m. to consider naming the lane at 1507 North NC 11 and 903 Highway Kenansville Walkabout Lane in accordance to the Duplin County Addressing and Road Naming Ordinance. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I now appear before you to hear any road concerns that any members of the board or from the public that I can convey to the North County Department of Transportation.
Members of the board, does anyone have any road concerns they'd like to share with Mr. Brinson?
I do not.
I do.
Yes, ma'am.
Each year it seems that we have to remind, what is it, that they needed to cut along a Bartlett Road. Those houses are beginning to look like a forest.
Okay. On Bartlett Road, Ms. Wright?
Yes.
Okay.
Anyone else on the board?
I did not.
I have one, but I had it sitting up here, but it's gone. So I'm trying to find it. But I'll get back with you on that.
Okay. Does any member of the public have any road concerns? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Brinson. Next up, we have our health director, Ms. Tracy Simmons-Knickle.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and members of the board.
Good evening.
I have three agenda requests for you guys tonight. The first one is the request to accept one grant from Bright Ideas. The title of that is Improving Continuity of Operations for Vaccine Administration in Duplin County. The Health Department wrote a grant in June of this year in an effort to have some cold storage for vaccines if we have another loss of power like they experienced in Hurricane Florence. So I'm asking for acceptance of the Bright Idea grant at $13,108, as well as approval of the budget amendment.
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we accept the Bright Ideas grant funds in the amount of $13,108 on behalf of Duplin County Health Department to authorize the necessary budget amendment. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
The second request is for acceptance and approval of an East Point grant that we applied for on behalf of the county entitled Whole Person Integrated Care. It is to help us fund our telepsychiatry program to continue to be able to provide services for the adult population. So this grant is in total of $50,000.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we accept the East Point grant funds in the amount of $50,000 on behalf of the County Health Department approve the necessary budget amendment. All in strike that. Questions or comments?
I have a,
yes,
a question.
Go ahead.
It said a whole person integrated. What does that entail?
So currently, right, majority of the time you think of it, the health department is providing physical health, so diabetes, hypertension, your general chronic diseases, and so whole person is including behavioral health in that. So we're providing mental health, behavioral health, along with physical health. So it's the whole person.
Okay.
We're not separating anything out.
Is there a feed for this?
Or a fee?
A feed. Maybe someone makes over the minimum. Do they have to pay a fee to have this service?
So as long as you are seen at the health department for primary care, you can qualify for this service.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay. The third agenda request is approval of the Cape Fear Memorial Foundation grant for community emergency preparedness. This was another grant that the health department wrote in July through the Cape Fear Memorial Foundation for a total of $75,000. $50,000 of that amount allotted money is to build a 30 by 30 air conditioning, heating and cooling building on the premises at the health department to store some of our needs that we need during emergency preparedness. And the remaining $25,000 will go to buy some oxygen concentrators, devices that we need for the shelters. It's also going to buy some weather radios for that we will place at some of our departments across the county. Also, it's going to go to buy some mobile command centers where we can communicate back with the EOC when we're in the shelters, oversized cots, linens, and toiletry kits for adults and children.
Okay, so moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly seconded that we accept the Cape Fear Memorial Fund grant. County Emergency Preparedness funds in the amount of $75,000 on behalf of the Health Department and authorize the necessary budget amendments. Questions or comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up we have Roger Davis with the Calypso Fire Department.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and fellow commissioners. Thank you for the opportunity to come and address your board tonight. I'm serving as a guinea pig tonight to some extent, so if you see anything that I do wrong, You need to tell me, because I hopefully, good Lord's willing, and the votes come in, you're going to have 13 more to follow after, huh? Okay. Several months ago, at a County Fire Association meeting, the subject came up again, fire trucks. Okay. For any of you that might not know, there's 13 fire departments in Duplin County that does not have a fire tax at this time. The other seven do. And to my knowledge, every county surrounding Duplin County, all the fire departments are supported by fire tax. Okay. So these 13 fire departments decided it was time that they pursue that. So we formed a committee to help bring everything together and run the course. To get to that point, we had to get a list of resident freeholders in each fire district from the tax office. Let me say right now that Gary Rose and Ike County have been exceptional to work with in this area. And they provided us a list of the resident freeholders, and it's the fire department's responsibility to go out within the district and get at least 35% of these names on the petition requesting a fire tax. Okay. All of our fire departments, except one, are pursuing this at this time. We just happened to get done with ours a little bit before the rest, so I agreed to be the guinea pig and run the course. So we finished our petition drive. We submitted it to the tax office, and Ike County handled that. He gave us back a certification that we had met the requirements of the statute. And you've got it from there. It's in the statute, I didn't bring that. We've met the requirements of the statute. So the next thing we do is we come to you and ask for your consent to hold a referendum. Now, we've run through the timetables and the laws and that type of thing. The earliest we can have this referendum is in the March primary date. I think it's March 3rd. The law changed several years ago, a few years ago, I should say, where you have to, this cannot be a standalone referendum anymore. You know, I was hoping it could be, but it can't. So you've got to go at a normal election period in the county. To meet the time frames and to jump the hoops we have to jump, and to jump the hoops you have to get, we could not meet the November deadline for the November election. So our deadline right now is all 13 fire departments have got to come to you, get your consent prior to December 1. I think we may have a little latitude. We might can go to your first meeting in December, but we're using December 1 for our date to work on right now. So each fire department will come to you as they get their petition done and make a request to you that you request referendum. Is that right, Davis?
Yes, sir.
Is that the term, not the rest club? So anyway, I represent Calypso Fire Department, which is North Duplin Fire District, and I'm here to make that request. I have the certification, or I believe Davis has the certification over there, and that's what we're here for. You got any questions about what's going on?
Second.
All right, we're moving properly second that we approve a call for a referendum enabling the citizens of North Duplin Fire District to vote on a district fire tax on March the 3rd, 2020. Questions or comments?
So you want to make one more comment? I left one person out. Christy Smith over at the Board of Elections. They and Ike and Gary met with us at one time. Mr. Grady met with us just to see what was going on there. They answered some questions for us. But again, I want to thank those people because they've been very good to work with and help us through the process.
So, Mr. Davis, just to clarify, this board, and so the public knows as well, we can't approve your fire tax. We can just put it on the vote, the ballot.
That's correct.
And it has to go through us to be put on the ballot.
That's correct.
Anyone else have any questions about that? All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
That motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Somebody told me I couldn't ever do anything in 10 minutes, but I think I proved them wrong.
Thank you, sir.
Next up, we have Ms. Kinesia with the transportation.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm before you this morning, or this afternoon, I guess, to request reclassification of a position. As you're aware, I've been in this position a little less than a year, so I've had some time to gauge our needs. We've had a resignation of one of our secretaries, and what I'm requesting is for that Secretary 2 position to be reclassified to an Accounting Technician 2. With the implementation of Medicaid Managed Care, we're going to have a lot more vendors that we're going to have to do billing and stuff with and what we're accustomed to doing. So it's going to add some additional duties to that position. So As I've indicated, all of this will be out of our fair money as well as reimbursement. So as usual, we require no county funds.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we reclassify the Secretary II position to an Accounting Technician II within the Public Transportation Department. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner.
Next up, we have Mr. Futro, our Assistant County Manager / Airport Director.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Board. I'm here tonight for two things. One, to help make some money, and then the second thing is to receive some money. So those two go hand in hand. The first item I have, Mr. Chairman, is the request of the Board to advertise and accept bids for the lease of our RPZ, the Runway Protection Zone, that two parcels of property that are directly off the end of each runway. They're on Best Road and Bowden Road. So approximately 83 acres, plus or minus, based on what Ike was able to provide for me. I echo what Roger said. Ike has been a big help in helping us to provide exhibits for the document that will go out in the advertisement. But we would like to enter into a longer term lease than what we have been doing in the past. As you will recall, in the past we have rented this out for farmable cropland for a period of 3 years. And in order to rent this property out for Costa Bermuda hay, which is the highest and best use of your RPZ property, in order for the farmer to make the investment of planting the hay crop, we're going to have to go a little bit longer on the lease. And so the Airport Commission, of which Mr. Davis is a member of, we have reviewed this request, and they recommend that we would enter into a 10-year lease, which I believe is by statute the maximum amount of time that we can enter into a lease for farming property. So I have a request that you allow us to advertise and accept bids for the lease of the Airport RPZ for up to 10 years for the purpose of developing and farming Coastal Bermuda hay.
So moved. Second.
We're moving properly. Second, we approve to advertise and accept bids for the lease of the Airport Runway Protection Zone property at the county airport for up to 10 years for the purpose of development and farming Coastal Bermuda hay. Questions or comments?
Yes, I want. Now, where is this property? It's on, if you come to Kingdomsville, it's on the right?
Yes, ma'am.
That they was working and cleared up and everything?
That is correct. That's the piece that North Carolina State University has farmed for the last 2 years.
Oh, okay.
With a research crop there. And they finished that. Their term ends on December 31st of this year. From what I understand from the farmers that are on the board is that, you know, January time frame is a good time to... Farmers like to lease their land in the calendar year, and so January time is the time to start preparing to get hay in the ground. So it kind of works out well for us. On the other side, on the Best Road side, would be the opposite side of the runway.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item of business that I have is that we have received a notification of our annual non-primary entitlement fund award. As you know, from the past, each year, Duplin County Airport, along with the other 62 non-primary airports, general aviation airports in the state of North Carolina, receives an entitlement grant of $150,000 that requires a match of $16,667. This amount has already been programmed towards our T-hanger, box hanger project, and so we're thankful to have received that, and I have a request before you tonight to accept the grant and to budget the grant in accordance with the budget amendment that has been provided to the county finance officer. The local match we already have programmed, already have budgeted in our airport project budget.
So moved.
Second. It's been moving properly. Second, that we accept grant funds in the amount of $150,000 for the North Carolina Department of Transportation Division of Aviation with a county match of $16,667 on behalf of the county airport and authorize the necessary budget amendment. Any questions or comments on that? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Pritzker, come on.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I now appear before you regarding a resolution celebrating the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States and the founding of the League of Women Voters for your consideration. And this was brought to my attention by Commissioner Dow, who learned of this at the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners annual conference. And this resolution was given to each county to consider adoption. Do you want to say anything about it, Commissioner Dow?
The only thing I can add to it is that it's the time when the women were given the right to vote. So you like that, Ms. Max?
Yeah.
That's the brunt of it. Is,
Mr. Chairman, would you like for me to read the resolution for the record?
Sure.
Resolution of the Duncan County Board of Commissioners in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States and founding of the League of Women Voters. Whereas an organized movement to enfranchise women began in July 1848 at a convention in Seneca Falls, New York. And whereas through the efforts of brave and courageous women referred to as suffragists, who sacrificed family, their personal life, and their financial resources for over 70 years to gain equal rights for women, especially the right to vote. Whereas women and men, black and white, supported the women's suffrage movement for women to gain the constitutional right of having a voice in making the laws that govern them. Whereas the women's suffrage movement led to the passage of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in 1919 and ratification by the states by the summer of 1920, whereas the National Women's Suffrage Association dissolved in 1920 to create the League of Women Voters of the U.S. to register voters and educate all voters, whereas the League of Women Voters of North Carolina was launched on October the 7th, 1920 on the steps of the Guilford County Courthouse by Gertrude Wall, a politically active and tireless young woman from Goldsboro, North Carolina. Whereas more than 120,000 women were registered to vote in North Carolina by 1920. Whereas women today constitute a majority of the vote in our state and the United States and are running for office in higher numbers and more active in the election process than ever before in history. Now therefore, be it resolved that the 100th anniversary of women gaining the right to vote and the founding of the League of Women Voters in the United States and in North Carolina is recognized for the impact these historic accomplishments have on citizen engagement and the civic life of the community, the state, and the nation. And I quote the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution of the United States, Amendment 19, Women's Suffrage. The right of the citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. Congress shall have the power to enforce this article by appropriate legislation. Adopted this 7th day of October 2019, Kennedy L. Thompson, Chairman, Duncan County Board of Commissioners.
All right. Will we want to entertain a motion to adopt this resolution?
So moved. Second.
Been moved and properly second that we adopt a resolution to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the passage of the 19th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. Questions or comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, yes, I have sir. Just a few announcements, certainly, if I may. The groundbreaking ceremony for the new office of Four County Electric will be held this coming Friday, October the 11th, at 2 p.m. at the site of the new office, and that's at 686 West Charity Road in Rose Hill. Does any member of the board think that they'll be able to attend so I can RSVP for you? And if you don't know right now, you need to check your calendar. Just get with me, and I'll RSVP for you.
And it's when?
2 p.m. on Friday.
2 p.m. on Friday?
This Friday, yes, ma'am. just outside of Rose Hill. Okay, the second announcement is the county fair will be held at the Event Center beginning Wednesday, October the 16th, and will be held through that Saturday, October the 19th. The opening ceremony, if any of you would like to attend, will be at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, the 16th. There will be an event at the Event Center called An Eventful Christmas. They're holding that again this year. It's the second time they've held it. It was very successful last year. It will be held on Friday, November the 8th, beginning at 5 p.m. Our annual Employee Appreciation Day / Christmas celebration will be held on Friday, December the 13th. I just wanted to go ahead and give you that date so you can put it on your calendars. We'll be giving you more information as time draws near.
Is it Friday the 13th?
Yes, ma'am.
It is.
You can ask Miss Brame set that date, Miss Lester. Yes, sir. It's
would
a luncheon.
The Event Center again?
Yes, sir. The Board of Education has asked, you know, we were supposed to have a joint meeting with them earlier this week, but it never came together. They have asked that we have a joint meeting in November, maybe the first week in November. So could each of you check your calendars and get back with me maybe tomorrow and let me know what dates work best for you, and I can try to coordinate with Dr.
Are we still looking at a Tuesday morning meeting that we've been doing through the years?
Well, this one was scheduled at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, mm-hmm. but I asked her about that, Mr. Thompson, whether they would prefer a morning or an afternoon meeting. She said they didn't have a preference. Okay. So.
So originally it was supposed to be this afternoon.
Yes, sir. So if you could get with me, and if I don't hear from you, I'll give you a call or drop you an email asking for your preference, okay? That's all the announcements I have, Mr. Chairman. All right. We need to have a closed session in accordance to North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A3 for legal matters, pursuant to 143-318.11A5 to consult the board regarding the purchase of real property, and also 143-318.11A6 for personnel matters.
All right, I'll entertain a motion to go out of open and into closed
session. So move.
Second. Been moved and proper second that we do so. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead.
I believe Mr.
You're doing the airport.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Dave.
I believe Mr. Dow wants to make a recommendation for an appointment to the Duplin County Airport Commission. He wants to appoint Mayor A.J. Connors of Warsaw to fulfill the unexpired term of Mike Webster, term ending June 30th, 2020.
Okay.
And the reason being Mr. Webster wants to terminate his term on the board, then let us put somebody else in the spot.
Is that a motion? You making a motion to that effect?
Yeah, I'm making a motion.
Second.
It's been moved and properly second that we appoint A.J. Connors to the
Airport
Commission for an unexpired term. Mr. Webster, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Any other business? Here, no, and I'll entertain a motion to
adjourn.
Adjourn until the next time we meet again.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you.